this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Infowars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
First off, I want to salute everybody who came out here in defiance of tyranny. Civilizations go one way or the other. You either become more free or you become enslaved. And there are only a few countries worldwide where you can still own firearms. Governments worldwide controlled by powerful anti-free market corporate interests like Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and others have financed programs from Australia to France, from England to South Africa to disarm the people. Whether it was King George 235 years ago who wanted disarmed slaves, or whether it was Santa Anna 177 years ago, or whether it was Adolf Hitler or Mao Zedong, these scumbags are all the same!
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday transmission. It is October 20th, 2013. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, and I am very thankful to the good Lord above that everything went off safely yesterday at the Second Amendment rally in San Antonio with the open carry in defiance of the unconstitutional city ordinance they have against having long rifles in public, which violates state law. And the open carry, Texas open carry and others, are the cutting edge of human rights, God-given rights. They are the real modern civil rights movement. And so I do intend today and throughout the week to get the leaders of these different groups on the syndicated radio broadcast. But today, coming back in the next segment, I'm going to give the number out for folks that were there. It was at least 1,500 people there over the 4 hours. The police estimated a crowd of about 1,000 people at any one time. The New York Times and Associated Press estimated it at about 500, but it was well over 1,000 people. And then down the street, they had the Moms Demand Action, or Bloomberg-funded Operatives Demand Action, from my research. And they had about 5 people at a outdoor restaurant that had about 10 other people there who it turned out were our listeners and were not there in support of them. I feel very sorry for these people. I think they were folks that are being manipulated by the system, not bad people. They have a word for it. It's useful idiots. I don't think they're useful idiots so much as they are well-meaning people being duped. And it was very, very sad. In fact, we're going to premiere. Crew did a great job going out there. David Knight and his sons that have moved to Texas and are working with him. And Kit Daniels and, of course, Jakari Jackson did an amazing job. And then they stayed up late last night putting together excerpts of speeches we're going to be playing today. And also the confrontation, the friendly confrontation. I mean, they slapped me on the arm and pushed me and spilt beer on us and got in our face, and it's all on video. When we just peacefully showed up at the five bureaucrat or five mom march. And I said at the end of my speech, I said, don't be mean to the million moms when they show up to protest us, all five of them. It turned out that was probably an exaggeration. I think there were four of them. Four of them when we got down there. So we kept saying, are you with them? Are you with them? I'm like, no, no, it's just these people. But they got all this big international attention. Al Jazeera, CNN, you name it. They would shoot video of them, not showing a crowd in the background, but the street, so that they couldn't point out that there wasn't anybody there. So that's coming up as well. Got a lot of big geopolitical and financial news. But most of this is going to be about the Second Amendment today and the historical situation that took place back in 1 minute.
When you're out.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are live and broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday edition. A really historic event happened yesterday, more historic than I even thought it would be, at the Shrine of Texas Liberty, really the 1776 Part 2, Lexington Concord Part 2, the Alamo in the Alamo City, San Antonio. This is now national news on every major TV network out there, BBC, Al Jazeera, worldwide, people are seeing citizens, individuals, by the thousands, with so-called assault rifles strapped to their backs or held in their hands or held above their heads, like Charlton Heston said, from my cold, dead hand, at the Alamo. And the corporatist, globalist establishment press that thinks they've conquered this country, the anti-free market gangster media that wishes to consolidate control and extinguish we the people having any control over our society. For weeks, they demonized Texas Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson, who is the most staunch Second Amendment supporter in the state government. I mean, he really has been a treasure to this state and the country. If it wasn't for Jerry Patterson, because I was down there 20 years ago as a citizen fighting against gun control legislation, I remember before he was even a senator, he was there battling it. And then he was the senator by 1993. And if it wasn't for him, they would have already restricted the Second Amendment even more in this state. And because of lack of funding and other issues, the state took over the Alamo a few years ago from the Daughters of the Republic of Texas that a lot of my family are members of. And it's a good organization, but they couldn't obviously raise the funds to upkeep the old building and the maintenance and the security and the bureaucracy and all the different federal zoning rules. And so Patterson has taken it over as land commissioner, and there's never been a political rally at the Alamo since 1836, when they killed those 180-plus men in there, including Tejano Texans who were standing against the dictator Santa Anna. And they would not turn their guns in. That's what started the Texas Revolution of all the abuses. Santa Anna came in and he said, all you people that got land grants the last decade, A, we're going to take your property, we're going to jack up your taxes, and you can't even have your guns. First it was you can't have your guns in town. Then it was, you can't have your guns off your property. And then in the space of a year, Santa Anna said, you know what? I want all your guns turned in, period. And they said, there's no way we can turn our guns in. There was the Comanche and the Apache and all, huge wars going on. It was all these different factions, extremely violent, extremely historic what was going on. And so Santa Ana sent in troops and would massacre entire towns, in some cases including women. Famous massacres. You can look them up where they would kill, in some cases, hundreds of people who would even give up, and they would still execute everyone. So Santa Ana, by the way, was overthrown later in Mexico after he lost Texas and California and New Mexico and Arizona. And, of course, it had been Russian. California had been Russian, and Texas had been French and British and everything else. I mean, Mexico still claims they own the Southwest. Mexico only had it for a very short period of time. Everybody was grabbing it. Indian tribes were fighting with each other over it, but that's a historical segue or a really historic almost rabbit trail, so I won't go down that. The point is, this was historical. There has never, and I get invited to a lot of rallies around the country, and I don't go to a lot of them because digitally I can sit here on the radio and my nightly news and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and let's not exaggerate, about a million people a day on Infowars.com, about a half million a day on PrisonPlanet.com, 3 million radio listeners a day on the radio, total listening or watching the show, 15 million a week and growing exponentially. We're one of the biggest radio shows in the world now, thank God, and thanks to our supporters and folks standing by us and our sponsors and the fact that people are hungry for liberty. We don't need to go out and speak to crowds. It's important to do it. I like to do it. It's very primitive and primal to go out and give a speech and then shake people's hands. And it's energizing. I like to do it. It's just that it's more effective to digitally broadcast and transmit and stream out to the world. But this event, I said, I want to come to that. And I went, and I didn't realize that they'd never had a political rally since 1836. That was a political rally in 1836. Knowing that 5,000 troops were marching on the Alamo and still staying there and not evacuating and saying victory or death. 180-something men, few women, few children. Less than 200 total. I didn't realize that Patterson had been under attack in the London Guardian, in the Associated Press, in the San Antonio Express News, you name it, for saying we're going to have the first rally ever. But it wasn't political. They haven't had a rally, period, there. In the 177 years, Patterson, because I hadn't been following it, I was just invited to speak, so I went. He said, look, in the last few weeks, he said, look, to the London Guardian and everybody. He said, look, they died because Santa Ana was coming to take the guns. It started at Gonzales when they fired the cannon at the troops and said, come and take it. That's where that saying comes from. And the people that died here at this burial site, who didn't surrender and fought to the last man, they, Davy Crockett, William Barrett Travis, Jim Bowie, you name it, legendary. As the 300, that fought off the Persians, the 100,000 Persians, or stopped them until reinforcements could get there. This is world famous. It's in the top two or three famous military events in the last 1,000 years, conservatively. If you look it up in historical text, I mean, it's right up in the top four or five, conservatively. Probably in the top two or three. And they've never had a rally there of any type. Well, this wasn't political. This was about basic rights. And Patterson's right. Do you think Davy Crockett and William Barrett Travis, who fought and died so that people wouldn't have their right to keep and bear arms taken, just like at Lexington and Concord in 1775, they wouldn't turn their guns in. The British regulars said, we're coming to kill you and burn down your house. Anybody doesn't turn your guns in. And they said, we're going to meet on Lexington Green. And when the Redcoats, who outnumbered them 9-1, came marching up and lowered their muskets and said, we're going to fire on you, the folks at the Green there in 1775 famously said, in fact, will you guys pull up the final words before the shot heard around the world at Lexington Green, because I want to get the exact quotes. But the head pastor there in charge, he said, look, we're not here to kill anybody. We're not giving up our guns and our rights to self-defense. If they want a war, they're going to get one, but wait till they shoot at us first. Do not shoot at them. And, of course, the Redcoats fired on them, said, lay down your guns. They didn't lay them down, and the Redcoats fired, and that was a shot heard around the world. The come-and-take-it groups that organized this, they were told you're going to be arrested when you come down there with your guns, violating city ordinance. It's self-violating state law. And they said, fine, we're still coming. And I still said, I'm still coming. That's when I was saying, oh, okay, I will definitely bring a gun now. I brought a 223 M4 just because it was light and easy to carry, put on my back, just to show people, I mean, look, cops have guns, it's okay. Why is it bad if citizens have guns? Criminals aren't going to let you know they're coming with a gun. And notice nothing bad happened. Nobody got hurt with over 1,000 people with firearms in one place. Now, separately, there was a rare shooting in San Antonio yesterday where two reported, they've now been charged, or had their bail set at $500,000 apiece, shot at a cop and hit his computer and splattered glass in his face, and they're going to be charged with attempted murder. Notice that was drug-related gang bangers shooting at a cop. But not us. See, there's the difference. Criminals are always going to have guns. Turns out these guys were criminals with criminal backgrounds. Oh, they had guns illegally. But see, there's 1,000-plus people with guns who were citizens. No problem.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, I get to the Alamo, and I learn that it will be the first speeches ever officially given in defense of the right to keep and bear arms since the Alamo was overrun and the few survivors massacred in 1836. And I got there because I hadn't been following the whole thing in great depth. I was covering so many other news stories. I just knew it was historic. I didn't know how historic that we gave a pro-Second Amendment, non-political, basic human right declaration there with so many great activists, active duty master sergeants in the U.S. Army like C.J. Grisham, who was just out with his son going through the hill country and marching down the road to get a merit badge, and the police arrested him saying Californians drove by and it's all on video and don't like seeing your gun. And he said, but it's not illegal. And they said, doesn't matter. He was found not guilty on Friday, or technically it was a hung jury. I can't believe some of the jurors wanted to convict him of failure to follow a police officer's order or whatever it was, which he didn't even fail to follow those unlawful orders. Just insane how even in Texas they're trying to disarm us. By the way, I found the quote, John Parker, Captain John Parker, a Battle of Lexington and Concord. One of Parker's company recalled that he said, stand your ground, don't fire unless fired upon, as they came to confiscate the guns of the British Redcoats. But if they mean to have a war, let it begin here. Paul Revere recalled it as being, let the soldiers pass by, do not molest them without they begin first. And then going on to say, stand your ground, don't fire unless fired upon, but if they mean to have a war, let it begin here. And there just comes a time when you can't lay down and be a slave anymore to all the multinational banks that have hijacked the federal government. And I'm using my First Amendment so that we don't have to go to muskets. And that's why we have to openly bear arms to show people that it's not dirty, it's not bad for a citizen or a civilian, as the military government calls us, to own firearms. And there were so many special forces, special warfare people out there, and San Antonio cops off duty wearing their private firearms, and so many police being supportive of us, including the police chief down there. Now that he's got public support to support the Second Amendment, they've been moving to try to now get the city to repeal the unconstitutional restriction on open bearing of long arms. And I ran into so many other folks. I ran into two different PSYOP officers, one from San Antonio, one from Austin, who said exactly what you say on the air is correct. All the PSYOP officers in the state we talked to, about 80% of them are fully awake to the New World Order takeover, how America's been hijacked and what's happening. We've looked into all the documents, the foreign banks bragging about it. Everything you've said is true. We verified it. We've been told to engage in domestic takeover, PSYOPs now. We're not going to be part of it. See, the government's gone so far as this year issuing a new Army manual, 2013. Judicial Watch sued and got the document a few months ago. DrudgeReport.com covered it, so the world knows about it. And it says George Washington and other founders would not be welcome in today's Army. Well, the Army now, even privates, are told to read this new manual where they hear about how freedom's bad and guns are bad and all the rest of it, and most of West Point's training now, this is in Forbes and Associated Press, is to take on gun owners, returning veterans, private property advocates. I mean, the military knows. There was an article in the local Florida newspaper Friday about how they're training for martial law. I mean, the troops are totally awake now because myself and Ron Paul and countless others warned everyone up front that all this was coming. There's going to be armored vehicles. They're trying to take your guns. They're training under Rand Corporation plans to stage terror attacks and take over. The government runs Al-Qaeda. The government's illegitimate. Criminal elements of the government are behind Al-Qaeda. Now all that's mainstream news. Now U.S. Special Forces for 2.5 years have been training Al-Qaeda forces in Jordan, Iraq, and other areas like Turkey to invade Syria. And the Special Forces have spread the word that they've been ordered to train Al-Qaeda. And it's caused a total 180 in the military. They had the San Antonio Express News out there, and I saw them do it with Jerry Patterson, the land commissioner, who I've known for like 18 years. And they come right over to him. We're standing back behind the deal getting ready to speak. And they go, hey, that's Alex Jones right there. And I wouldn't listen to all of it. One of my associates heard the whole deal. I was like 15 feet away and saw the guy talking to him. My associate was about 5 feet away and heard the whole deal. And then I later saw it in the San Antonio Express News, the distortion of it. Not that I even care. It's just, it shows how they manipulate the dinosaur media. They're like, there's Alex Jones who says George Bush blew up the towers and that George Bush put bombs in it. And there's Alex Jones, and he's going to speak on the same podium. And, of course, Patterson running for lieutenant governor. I do support him for lieutenant governor. I couldn't think of anybody better. Patterson, you know, on the spot, being a politician, goes, well, I don't like that. You know, that's what he says. But maybe, you know, I don't like sharing the podium with him, but maybe he didn't like sharing it with me. But you can see where they don't even quote him. They paraphrase it in the paper. And then I had already been told about it. They said, no, they were trying to get Patterson to talk bad about you. But he was like, well, if he does say that, I don't like it. But maybe he doesn't like me. I like George Bush, was the quote. But the issue is, when I say our government has criminal elements in it, using Al-Qaeda and letting them attack us so that they can take our liberties and freedoms, and so the military-industrial complex, the private interest, can mission creep domestically, that's what Eisenhower said. And now it's mainstream news that our government created Al-Qaeda in 1979, Zbigniew Brzezinski and Jimmy Carter. That's now mainstream news. It's now mainstream news that our government used Al-Qaeda to attack the Serbs in the mid-90s. And when the Serbs defended themselves, our government went and bombed their country into the Stone Age so that Al-Qaeda could take one-third of their nation. It's on record that now they're using them against Libya and Syria and Egypt, who was our pure ally. And that they blew up hundreds of churches and have killed thousands of Christians and killed thousands of Egyptian military in the last 2 years. And our media calls them protesters when they try to blow up oil tankers in the Suez Canal. They're Al-Qaeda. I'm right. I deserve an apology. And I've gotten it from a lot of people. I've had a lot of big mainline conservatives on the show who apologized to me without me asking. I don't need your apology, though. I just want you to admit I was right, okay? There are criminal elements who are funding radical Islam and allowing it to take over not just the Middle East but other areas to further their geopolitical aims, and that's what I'm saying. And that's what Rand Paul's saying, and that's what Ted Cruz is saying, and that's why Ted Cruz is now under attack. It's ABC News and MSNBC that say every week that I say, like Wile E. Coyote, that's a quote by Chris Matthews of Hardball, that I said, he says, quote, Alex Jones says Bush had a plunger like Wile E. Coyote and blew up the towers. I never said that. I said that I interviewed the head of the U.S. Embassy from Jeddah, who was ordered to let Muhammad Atta and 14 other of the reported hijackers into the U.S. and was told the CIA says that they work for them. Now, I saw the guy in the Toronto newspaper saying that. I called Springman up, got him on. Months after 9/11, he went public. I've talked to all the witnesses. They bare minimum allowed them to attack us, period, so they could then take my rights and take your rights. Just like Adam Lanza and all these other people are on all these psychotropic drugs. There's a psychiatrist that comes out with the case of the Aurora shooting, knew what was coming, nothing's done. Same deal. They are doing everything they can to use these events to enslave us all. We're going to come back and play excerpts from the Alamo event and our confrontation with the gun grabbers straight ahead.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. does. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Finish up with a historic 1,500 plus people, over 1,000 of them armed, in defiance of an unconstitutional city ordinance in front of the Alamo, reigniting the spirit of Travis and others that died at the Alamo, Davy Crockett, other legends. But then in the next segment, I'm going to get into a video and an article that's up on Infowars.com that just went up in the last hour. Photos, anti-gun rally gets virtually no participants. We were told, look out, the million moms are going to come march down here and get in your face. Well, they never showed up, so once the rally was about half over, it was about noon, it was going to go till 2, I'd already spoken. I went and talked to the San Antonio police chief, did an interview with him, I'm going to air tomorrow, and then marched on down the 10 blocks to where the moms demand action were located. So that's coming up in the next segment. There were less than 5 of them. But the international media was there. And I noticed mainstream media lied about their numbers and then tried to water down our numbers. That's why the mainstream media is now the dead media, the dinosaur media. Now, continuing here, imagine the first demonstration, because the Daughters of the Republic of Texas since the 40s, when they took over the Alamo, have never allowed any, quote, political demonstrations or any other speeches, period. Well, it's not political, as the land commissioner said. It's a God-given right. These men died over the right to keep and bear arms. That was the main reason in the Declaration of Independence, in the War of Independence for the country, for the Republic of Texas. It's on record. Just like in 1775, the Redcoats came to take the guns. And so I didn't realize until I got there. And the media was asking me, so you're going to be one of the first speakers ever since the Alamo in 1836 to speak here. And I went back and did some research. It was a warehouse until the late 30s, leaking and falling down, and part of it was a horse barn. And it had fallen down, basically. I mean, it was just the place where the Alamo happened. And so it didn't become big until John Wayne made the Alamo and the 50s and films in the 60s. And so there has never been a political speech, as they call it, any type of speech about liberty, about issues there until yesterday. And I'm glad that Jerry Patterson had the guts to go out there and to reverse this unconstitutional move, because it's not political. It's exactly what Davy Crockett and William Barrett Travis would want, undoubtedly. And there were some amazing speeches there. But the larger issue is the psychology of the anti-gunners. They know what they're doing. They want to make guns unacceptable. They want to make them taboo in the hands of citizens. Doesn't matter if Chicago and New York and D.C. have the highest crime rates in the U.S., Chicago the highest crime rate for a city in the world because there's a total gun ban. It doesn't matter if Mexico has a gun ban and they have the highest crime rate for a country in the world. And Mexico City is number 4, only behind 3 U.S. cities that have gun bans. I mean, those are the facts. It doesn't matter if there's a 49% drop in crimes using guns and overall crimes down over 60% since 1992. And most studies show that guns are the main contributing factor. Gun ownership goes up. Criminals are scared. 2 weeks in Dallas after concealed carry went in decades ago, carjackings ended. Women getting grabbed in Florida and other states months after concealed carry went in ended. In parks, because most women have fanny packs packing heat. Or at least the criminals know a lot of them do. I mean, this is common sense. But then they get these emotional, useful idiots, as I call them, to go out and say, you don't need a gun, we don't want to ban your guns, we just want to restrict them. Well, everywhere the anti-gunners are in control, they take all the guns. And I just want to point out that, and the videos are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have the wide shots. We have video, high def, out of the Hyatt across the street, showing the real crowd. And most people that came, you know, had stuff to do, so they'd stay about an hour during the 4-plus hour. It's actually about a 6-hour event, but 4 hours at the Alamo, 2 hours marching through the city. The police estimated 1,000. I estimate 1,500 at one time, probably 2,000 total, because people came and went. And it was so buoying, so uplifting, that when I get around socialists and collectivists, they shuffle around like zombies. They have no fire in their eyes. They seem like just totally pathetic, just slaves of the system. They believe in the system like a domesticated animal. You ever seen how domesticated squirrels or pigeons are pathetic? I mean, they just don't have that wildness to them, that freedom. To look in the eyes of the Hispanic, black, white, Asian, you name it, totally multiracial crowd. I'd say it was about 60% white, but the rest was Hispanic folks and black folks. All of them just had the electricity of life in their eyes. They had a spirit of liberty about them. They were proud. They were honorable. They were good. And they had an instinct to not be disarmed and defanged, declawed. And it was just so wonderful to be around them. There's nobody I admire more, I realize now, than open carry folks that defy illegal laws and get arrested and defeat and overthrow these laws. And the fact that they said, oh, there's going to be mass shootings. Oh, it's going to be horrible. Nothing happened. Not a firearm discharge, not an accident, not a problem. When I see cops with guns, I feel confident. I know the average cop's a well-meaning person that wants to help their community. When I see citizens with guns, I feel even better. The criminal's going to come sneaking up in the dark on me. Not 1,500 people, 1,000 of them armed with their so-called assault rifles and shotguns. And I saw folks with non-black powder guns. I saw black powder guns. I saw regular handguns, even that were defying the fake state law. And the cops stood down because they knew it was the right thing to do. And they also understood there were a lot of people going down there, folks, that were just like Lexington, just like Concord, just like the Alamo, who aren't looking for trouble but just can't bend over anymore, can't lick boots anymore. We're going to go out to break with a few minutes of my speech. The full speech is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to tweet it out at Real Alex Jones on Twitter as well if you want to follow us there. But here's a few minutes of my speech that blew my voice out at the historic. I can't believe it. No speeches since the Alamo have happened there. This is on record. And now I gave one of the first speeches. I'm so honored to give one of the first speeches since these men gave their lives with such incredible honor. Here it is.
Please welcome Alex Jones.
Give me liberty or give me death!
First off, I want to salute everybody who came out here in defiance of tyranny! Civilizations go one way or the other. You either become more free or you become enslaved. And there are only a few countries worldwide where you can still own firearms. Governments worldwide controlled by powerful anti-free market corporate interests like Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and others have financed programs from Australia to France, from England to South Africa to disarm the people. Whether it was King George 235 years ago who wanted disarmed slaves, or whether it was Santa Anna 177 years ago, or whether it was Adolf Hitler or Mao Zedong, these scumbags are all the same! They are bullies that think we're going to lay down to them and lick their boots. I can assure you that if William Barrett Travis was here or the others that died in this sacred shrine were here, they would give us a rebel yell of liberty. I can assure you they knew full well they were going to die, but they were so angry watching people tied up and shot in the back of the head all over Texas because they wouldn't turn their guns in that they came down here to show an example of what you do in the face of tyrants. And that's what you're doing here right now, today. And I'll tell you, I'm no different than my ancestors. You're no different than your ancestors. My ancestors are both sides.
We'll be right back, my friends, on the other side when I later confront the victim disarmament crew. And they go absolutely ape and meltdown. The full video is on Infowars.com. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, You the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The entire second hour will be devoted to your phone calls and other news I haven't gotten to yet on Obamacare, the latest there, and what a failure it is by design. The attempt to bring down Ted Cruz over a $6,000 investment he forgot about, which is just nothing compared to all the stuff going on with the other senators. We're going to get into that and a lot more. They're trying to punish him for going up against the Obamacare. A lot is coming up in the next hour, but first, your phone calls. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. If, only if, you were at the Texas Open Carry Rally yesterday in San Antonio, Texas. 877-789-2539. I want to hear from folks that were there. 877-789-2539. That's the number to join us. And I'm not bragging, but of the 1,500 to 2,000 people that were there over the 4 hours plus, about half of them are wearing InfoWars.com t-shirts. We have video of that. And most of them were listeners. I'd say about 90%, which is exciting. And then I left and marched down the 10 blocks to go confront the gun grabbers, and every other person we walked by literally was a listener. It just blew me away. You can go to InfoWars.com and see live feeds we put up. We were out there live streaming and see just what I'm talking about. But photos, anti-gun rally gets virtually no participants. It was a anti-gun rally against our demonstration is the big issue. They came out to protest our pro-gun rally. So protest against pro-gun rally gets four people. That's probably the real headline. But and the video is up there. I mean, went and found it. It was this open-air taco shop restaurant, and there were about 10 people there out by the gate. And we said, are you anti-gunners? They said, no, we found out where it was and figured you'd be coming here. We're listeners. And then I found four people, two men and two women, who were with Moms Demand Action, one of these Bloomberg gun grabber groups. By the way, they're recalling all the people in Colorado that voted to ban guns right now. They've already recalled a bunch of them. Now when a recall starts, the state reps are just resigning because they've learned. I mean, you're all gone. And we show up, and they're totally polite. And this woman comes up and rams me in the arm. Her husband comes up and butts up with his chest up against me. Another guy threatens to kick my butt. And I'm like, I'm just here to give you statistics that guns, more guns means less crime. I want to go to this video report for radio listeners. It's audio, but everybody can go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and see the photos and see the high-def video of the million gun grabber march that was actually four people. And again, at the taco shop, there were like seven or eight people eating a taco at 1 o'clock that weren't part of anything and drinking beer. There were four anti-gunners, about 10 other folks that showed up. There were our listeners. Four people. And they kept saying, we don't want your guns, when they're on record wanting them. Here is the report.
We want to interview the moms, the marching, what, Million Mom March, or whatever they are. You know where they are? Down there, maybe?
We have no idea where they are.
That's us asking the cops.
Find them. So we're going to go look for them and ask them a few questions about why they like gun control, why they like statistically more deaths, and why they like Mexico. So, but we're trying. We can't even find them anywhere.
Are you the head of the local organization?
No, I'm not. I'm the head of the local
organization. Hey, how you doing? I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good, good. Yeah. So tell us about what you're doing here today.
Well, I would prefer to have just a moment to talk to you off camera before we, you bring your cameras in to our event. Is that okay?
Well, he's just right there.
No, it's
just First Amendment. You're a public group. We're just wondering.
I thought this was to raise awareness.
If crime rates have dropped 49% since 1992 because of gun ownership increasing, why would we want to be like Mexico, where they've taken all the guns, they have the highest crime rate in the world, or Chicago?
Okay, I'm not going to stand here and be bullied by you into having a conversation that is not...
Rammed into me.
I know. I came over to ask you to please.
Wow, you just that's like assault.
Yes.
Isn't this a public event?
Why did you touch me?
Because I don't like you.
You don't like me?
No.
Why?
Why did you leave her alone? We're having a peaceful time here.
Well, I just don't want anybody to touch me. You already slammed into me. You're not going to touch me, are you, sir?
Go away. We don't want you here.
What's wrong? We were so friendly.
A public event is this, and we don't want to...
We thought you wanted press. We're press. We're here to be friends.
Okay, ready to go.
It went really well. We're going to have more of them. We're going to take our civil rights back.
You're taking your civil rights?
Just like in 1776.
Who took your civil rights?
They've taken the guns in Chicago, New York, D.C.
They're taking your guns?
Feinstein says the goal is to ban all the guns. It says right here.
Nobody's trying to take your toys.
They haven't taken the guns?
Ban assault weapons. No one's trying to take
They're
the
not
guns.
Trying.
Says right here.
Wait.
That's all semiotic.
Shut up and let me talk.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You are not saying that correctly. We want to ban, she wants to ban assault weapons in the Dianne Feinstein. You're the one that brought her up.
But Bloomberg wants a total ban.
Wait. But they don't want to confiscate people that are.
Did they confiscate guns in New Orleans?
Picking up every one of them. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. I would have done it.
Have they banned the guns in Chicago and New York and D.C.?
No, they have not.
They have not banned the guns. You do not want our guns. That's well, good.
We want your guns.
Good.
We don't want you here.
Santa Ana wanted the guns.
Reality and statistics, you're very upset. We're very sorry that we brought facts and reality.
What about the 49% drop in violent crime since 1992 because of gun ownership going up? I'm a libertarian. Shake my hand. Come on. Want a hug? How about a hug? Come on. I support. Yeah, here.
We're being nice about this whole thing.
Yeah, how about be friends? Here. What's your name?
Matt.
Yeah. Matt, listen, you know Hitler was for gun control.
It's going to be 1776 again, isn't it?
Well, we're trying to avert. We're trying to avert 1776.
Once you bring up Hitler, you're obviously not serious about the conversation.
Oh, no, but Lenin and Stalin and Mao.
Stalin, Hitler.
It's just Santa Ana, they all came to take the guns. Governments don't try to take the guns. Well, here's like people that like gun control ban them all in like Chicago, New York, and D.C. So why wouldn't we think that there's really a plan to register them and take them if they've taken them other places? Real question.
Why do you assume I'm for that?
No, but I'm saying the bills they're trying to move forward. The mayor pro tem of Austin said once we register your guns, we will confiscate.
That there is no gun ban currently, but because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
You may be one of the more moderate members, but that's the point. It says ban assault weapons, which is even semi-automatic, and ammunition magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. This is a Bloomberg. You guys don't take money from Bloomberg. No money from Bloomberg.
Your rally that you think was so successful, it's so well accepted in Texas, was not accepted nationwide.
And that'll be used to get guns other places. I know, but here's the deal. We are desensitizing people. Just like you guys say, the Attorney General said we've got to brainwash people that guns can't even be seen in the hands of citizens. So we're not brainwashing, we're reversing. We're openly saying, look, we have a right to own guns.
I don't want people walking around with assault rifles on their backs, walking into Walmart, Starbucks. We don't need
but
that.
But you like cops with guns everywhere.
Yes,
I
want
the
cops
your question?
To have guns.
But here's the deal.
Yes.
We're going to have the guns everywhere, and if you guys try to take them,
I don't
1776.
You know what a gun grab is? It's something that nobody in this country wants.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
A gun grab is something that nobody in this country
wants. Well, sir, all I can say is you are really getting in my space, like your wife came over and pushed up against me.
Why don't you back up?
No, I'm not going to back up. You're the one got in my space.
You know,
look at this guy.
Stop.
All right, go ahead. Listen, I don't want to beat an old guy up. So don't touch me, all right?
This guy could take you out in a heartbeat.
I bet he could. I'm not violent.
Why do you think it's okay to sell a gun to someone that you don't know that's not been through a background check?
Should we have a background check for bathtubs every time we take a bath?
We should have a background check for guns.
Should we have a background check for knives?
You don't believe in a background check?
No. Have you heard about...
We all know it's a registration. We have your documents.
Have you read the bill of 1565 that says it's against the law to keep a registration and it's a $15,000 fine?
But they've caught them keeping it.
Sell a gun?
They've caught them keeping it.
Hey,
what do you think about knives? I mean, there's
Ronnie,
a knife.
You're giving them what they want. Don't do it anymore.
Listen, don't listen to the facts. Don't listen to the statistics. Just yell at us and call us names. That's the only thing that works.
Did you know assault rifles are used in 2% of crimes?
I know an assault rifle was used to murder my daughter in Aurora. I know that.
Well, I'm sorry that...
Yeah, you're sorry.
I didn't curse your daughter. I mean, that's the big issue, is there's probably five people here against the guns. And they're claiming it's probably true. There's a guy with a lot of sadness in his eyes. That it's his loved one that was lost at Aurora. And that's basically our fault. And the media is preying on these victims of gun control and gun-free zones like movie theaters, schools, and military bases, where the SWAT team was ordered to stand down at the Naval Yard. They are preying on us. And they're preying on people that have had loved ones that are lost in our pain to then blame others that have the right to self-defense, when overall in the aggregate, guns are saving more lives than they're losing by 40%+.
That's right. Government killed 262 million people, 20th century, major university studies, look up democide, that's non-military deaths. Government's the threat.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.